Avicii enables zero-fee swaps, the new meta for tax-efficient spending. In the world of crypto cards, fees are usually visible. You see the 1% transaction fee, the 250 ATM charge, or the monthly subscription cost. But the most dangerous fee is the one you don't see, the tax drag created by inefficient swaps and top-ups. Today, Avicii has launched a new zero-fee infrastructure that enables swaps, on-ramps, and card top-ups without the standard 1-2% platform levy. It is a structural change that allows users to move money between DeFi and the real world without leaking value at every step. This guide analyzes the Avicii zero-fee update and provides a mathematical model for how much you can save in 2026 by optimizing your on-ramp. Why zero-fee swaps matter now. As governments worldwide tighten their tax reporting requirements, see our 2026 tax manual, every conversion event is scrutinized. High-fee platforms double your pain. You pay the fee, and then you pay taxes on the gross amount before the fee. By removing the platform fee, Avicii allows for a cleaner cost basis, simplifying your tax reporting and maximizing your purchasing power. For cardholders who top up weekly, a 1% fee reduction on a $50,000 annual spend is $500 in pure savings. That is equivalent to the annual reward cap on many competitor cards. How Avicii's zero-fee model works. Avicii's new update removes the platform fees associated with three critical actions: swapping tokens within the Avicii wallet, on-ramping fiat from a bank account, and topping up the Avicii card balance. Instead of charging a percentage-based commission on these transfers, Avicii monetizes through a tightly controlled spread and premium subscription tiers. This zero-fee model eliminates the friction of moving money, allowing users to keep their capital in high-yield DeFi protocols until the exact moment of spend without being penalized for the transfer. It effectively turns the Avicii card into a direct conduit for on-chain wealth. If you want to compare models, start with the Avicii card profile. The math of zero fees, a top-up case study. To understand the impact, let's look at the lifecycle cost of $1,000. Scenario: moving $1,000 from DeFi to a traditional crypto card swap fee, ETH, USDC, 0.5% 5.0 on DEX. Top-up fee, 1% 10.0 charged by card issuer. Spend fee, 0% standard. Total friction, 15 zeros. Effective purchasing power, 985.0. Scenario: moving $1,000 to Avicii zero fee card swap fee, in-app, 0% 0.0. Top-up fee, 0% 0.0. Spend fee, 0% standard. Total friction, 0.0. Effective purchasing power, 1,000 Rs. The net gain, you save 15 Rs per $1,000. Over a year of $50,000 in spending, the Avicii user retains 750 more wealth than the traditional user. This saving is risk-free return. You don't have to stake a volatile token or farm an airdrop to get it. You simply stop paying for the privilege of accessing your own money. Three spread and network caveats behind the zero-fee label. Myth 1. Zero fee means zero cost. This is the most common misunderstanding. Zero fee means no explicit transaction charge. However, there is almost always a spread, the difference between the market price and the price you get. Avicii's spread is competitive, but on large 10K plus swaps, you should always check the rate against a DEX aggregator like 1inch to ensure you aren't losing value on the price execution. Myth 2. This applies to all networks. Zero-fee on-ramps often rely on specific banking rails, like SEPA or ACH. Instant card top-ups via another debit card may still incur processing fees charged by the source bank, even if Avicii charges nothing. Always use bank transfers for true zero-cost loading. Myth 3. I don't need this if I have a credit card. Crypto-backed credit cards, like Coinbase One Amex, are great, but they require collateral. Avicii is a debit model, meaning you are spending liquid assets. For users who don't want to manage leverage or LTV ratios, a zero-fee debit rail is the superior choice.